This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joysters, welcome to this week's very special edition, Boxing Day special edition of Pets Allowed. Thank you so much to Adam for keeping the seat nice and warm all morning, and for Bryce actually, hanging out with us today, helping us panel the program. What a glorious day it is outside. Hope you're all loving what you're doing on Boxing Day 2014. My name is Oslam, and joining me in the studio today is Dr. Alan Bolton from the Frank Soundways Veterinary Clinic. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really enjoying having some time off, enjoying Boxing Day. Had a great Christmas Day yesterday.
And don't we love that it's neighbouring a weekend?
It is. Four long days.
Fabulous. And the weather's going to pick up. It's actually looking glorious outside at the moment.
It is good.
We are open on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day as well. You can check out those operating hours at dogshome.com. Now, it was Christmas Day yesterday. Did you get up to anything exciting with your pets and family?
I had a pretty quiet day, sort of at home with my dogs, and had lots of nice food and some champagne, and then went to the beach and just kind of hung out.
There are a few dogs and their owners at the beach. I headed across the lawn.
Yep.
And the dogs were loving it, just totally lapping up the weather.
It was such a good day.
Yeah, it was perfect. Okay, well, look, it is that time of the year where we do best ofs, and we've had a terrific year here on Pets Allowed with many highlights, including a whopping 100 shows earlier in the year. So I suppose it goes to show how much you can talk and talk and talk about pets.
Oh, people love talking about pets. You know, we can go on and on and on.
We can, and we will today as well. Keep us company and tell us what you got up to this Christmas Day. There is stacks coming up on the show today, so stick around for the best of 2014's interviews and news here on Pets Allowed's Boxing Day special. You're on Joy 94.9. Heath is, I mentioned earlier, is actually joining us in the studio today, helping us out with panelling and also email and text duties.
Indeed. And speaking of emails, we do have one from the lovely Ronaldo. So wishing all my fur friends a very Merry Christmas and crossing my paws that you too will find a forever home with loving and caring people like my owners. I was one of the lucky ones. I got adopted around the age of 5 months. I went from being a city boy to a country boy. Ooh. and my owners have an inbuilt pergola that I can explore or I can laze around inside, as cats love to do. Mm-hmm. I'm so spoiled. I even get Christmas presents. I love the toys, but I can never understand why I have to get a new collar, even though I do ruin the other ones. Anyway, Merry Christmas. And there are a couple of pictures attached, and it's a gorgeous
medium hair domestic cat.
Yeah,
really, really sweet looking cat playing with
very colourful feathers.
And they love that. De Bird toy that we have at our vet clinic, and they go nuts
and
for that.
Crazy
and it's actually good for cats that are a slightly tubby that need to lose a bit of weight. Just 15 minutes of that per day can get them back to health.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
There is always indeed lots going on at the Lost Dogs Home, which is why we have this segment to keep you updated on the latest. And currently at the moment, we've got two terrific cat promotions. So if you have been thinking about adopting a cat, guys, now is the time. We have so many cats, Alan, don't we?
We do. From what I remember, we had something like 45 cats in adoptions and about maybe 60 waiting to go into adoptions last week in North Melbourne.
So that's just our North Melbourne shelter alone.
North Melbourne, we've certainly got 100 cats up for adoption.
And not including our Campaspe shelter, which of course is in Echuca. And generally speaking, they do have younger cats there. So
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they do. But certainly we have lots and lots of cats available at the moment. So get on the website and have a look.
Yes, please do. So cats aged 3 years and over, we're actually waiving the fee for. So up until, starting today, Boxing Day, their favourite day, I think, for cats.
Yes.
And until December 31, we're actually waiving the fee. And this is available to those who sit our pet license test. So it's important that, you know, we see that, you know, they're going to good forever homes. So you sit this test and we're able to, you know, basically update and brush up your skills on pet ownership, but also make sure that these guys are going to happy forever homes. We've also got a half price for cats aged 6 months to 3 years. So there's two promotions there going. No more excuses, guys. If you've been thinking about it for a long time, come along. We're at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne. You have about 15 minutes if you're around the corner to visit our North Melbourne shelter. But otherwise, both of these promotions are valid until the end of the year.
And we are open all weekend.
Absolutely. Come along. Alan.
New Year's Eve through to New Year's Day is the Lost Dogs Home's busiest 24 hours of the year, as we are inundated with lost and anxious pets that have escaped their homes in fear of booming fireworks. Dogs' hearing is 4 times better than human hearing, and it's the natural reaction for some dogs to flee and seek refuge when they hear such loud and unfamiliar sounds. In a bid to help keep your pet out of harm's way this New Year's Eve, we have set out some tips for pet owners to consider before going out to celebrate.
Yeah, we've got this fact sheet up on our website, so don't, you know, rush around for a pen and paper. You can check it out there. But the main thing to start off with is to ensure that your pet is microchipped and has an ID collar, isn't it, Alan?
That's right. So if they're traceable, then it means we can get back. If they come in, we can get them back to you straight away.
Yeah. What's another tip that we've got up there?
Keep your pet securely contained for the entire night. A fence may not be enough to keep a determined panicking pet from escaping during fireworks. Scaling fences can also lead to serious injury for dogs. Ideally, you should keep your pet inside in a secure room where they can neither escape nor hurt themselves. It's important that you don't tie your dog up with a collar because, again, they may injure themselves if they panic and try and run away.
That's right. Another thing to be wary of is backyard fireworks. Now, these aren't scheduled, so they, you know, it's not something you can sort of really plan for, but you can certainly take some actions beforehand and just be aware that backyard fireworks can happen at any time and close in proximity as well.
Mm-hmm. And if you can, on New Year's Eve, stay at home with your pet, or if this isn't possible, perhaps you could arrange for a pet sitter to come and look after them. That should be someone that your pet knows, and certainly someone who's reliable and comfortable around your animals.
And when fireworks are being let off, make sure they your pets are inside, and distract them with some toys and food. Keep the radio on and television on, just to add, you know,
that's
drown out that noise a bit.
Right, yeah. And if you know your pet is especially anxious, it is a really good idea to speak to your vet, because we could perhaps sort out some medications which you can give them to help stay calm and stop them panicking. This should be a last resort and should really only be undertaken after a professional veterinary consultation.
Definitely. You can always contact our Frank Soundways Veterinary Clinic as well for any kind of advice. If you would like to check that story and all our other stories, head along to dogshome.com. This is indeed the Pets Allowed special. What is it?
It's Christmas
our Boxing
special.
Boxing Day special. Yep. I almost forgot. How could I forget?
This week's Pet of the Week.
But before we go and flash back into the past of Pets Allowed, we are going to take our Pet of the Week, who is Pinkie Pie.
That's right. The stunning Pinkie Pie has a lovely long coat that will need to be regularly brushed by her new owners to prevent it becoming matted and keep her looking her magnificent best. She is a lovely domestic long hair tortoiseshell cat. She's about just over 3 years old, so 3 years, 2 months. And like all cats and dogs that we rehome, she's health checked, vaccinated, wormed, microchipped and de-sexed. Her ID number is 979626, and she's at North Melbourne. So you can see her online at dogshome.com, or if you're interested, you can call the shelter on 9329 2755.
And of course, she is currently in the Fee Wave adoption drive.
Right,
so
she's over 3 years old.
Absolutely, she can be all yours.
So have a look at the pet license and get down there.
Absolutely. Now, it is indeed our Best of Boxing Day special here on Pets Allowed, and it's been a year of a lot of new family members for our Pets Allowed crew. Alan, you adopted a dog and cat this year.
That's right. I adopted Hector, who's a very characterful terrier, and also Johnny Jet, my cat. And I haven't had a cat for probably about 15 years. Mm. And it's I hadn't realised how much I missed having one around. Mm-hmm. And he is just a joy to live with. He's the nicest cat I've ever owned. He's just really gentle. He just loves being patted. Every morning, he just trots into the bedroom at about 5:30, jumps on the bed and just lies where my hand is and just purrs, and it's just gorgeous.
Oh, he's so delightful. He we need gorgeous. To meet him.
Yeah, he's probably a bit shy to come in here. He's one of those cats who's really good in his own space.
But, yeah, cats are so hit and miss when it comes to that. Some, mm-hmm. you know, like we had, was it Sugar Beam or mm-hmm. Who came along a couple of weeks back and was just so comfortable and schmoozing mm-hmm. with everyone. Mm-hmm. But then some cats would rather be at home.
Although it's really interesting. Johnny Jet actually has a friend who lives over the back fence called Russell.
Oh, yeah?
And I didn't realise, but he lost his... He came back one day with no collar, and so we got him a new collar and a new tag. And then this lady called me to say that she'd found my cat's collar under her car uh-huh. and that my cat goes and plays with her cat, Russell, every day. They have a play date.
A neighbour bestie.
That's
fantastic.
Is that, isn't it?
Now, our pal Anchorman, Kev, also welcomed a gorgeous dog this year named Sprocket into his family. And we've been following their journey right from the start. This is the first Sprocket pup date they did earlier in the year.
Sprocket, come here, boy. Good boy.
Hi, I'm JB, and this is the story of Sprocket, the newest member of our family. Sprocket is a 7-month-old terrier cross, we're not quite sure what's in the mix, adopted puppy from Melbourne's The Lost Dogs Home. You can follow along as I share his and my story as a new dog owner learning how to raise a healthy and happy little dog. So my first impressions of Sprocket. The moment one of the staff at the Lost Dogs Home introduced to me and handed me Sprocket's lead, the cheeky little boy rolled straight onto his back for a scratch and a belly rub. What a cute little dog. It didn't take long for us to decide that he was the puppy for us. Of course, Kevin and I already live with Cinder, the border collie, so she came along with us to the home to meet him and to see how they got along. It was quite a nervous moment wondering if these two would get along, but after a bit of hesitation, it didn't take too long for Cinder and Sprocket to become friendly. In fact, a little too friendly, with Sprocket taking a particular liking to putting his nose right under Cinder's underside. After sorting out paperwork and logistics with the home and getting some supplies, Sprocket was in the car with Cinder, ready to come home. Sprocket settled into home pretty well, but we had a few priorities to sort out. Bedtime. So Cinder sleeps in the laundry, and our first priority was to get Sprocket used to his new shared sleeping quarters. For the first few nights, he barked for about 10 to 15 minutes after being put to bed, but thankfully didn't last too long, and he settled into his new routine pretty quickly. Toilet training. There's no real way of knowing Sprocket's previous training, so figuring this out was a case of trial and error. I learned that with toilet training, it's absolutely vital to catch the puppy in the act, or otherwise they have no idea what they've done wrong, and to reward them when they display the right behaviour, like going to the toilet outside. So this meant, for quite a few days, keeping a very close eye on Sprocket whilst in the house, and despite a few incidents here and there, he picked up toilet training fairly quickly, and it's possible he did have some training before he found himself on the streets. Food. So when we got Sprocket home, he was a bit timid with his food and for the first few days would only eat from our hands. Over time, we managed to teach him how to get over that dependency and to eat food independently from his bowl. This involved a lot of encouragement and a lot of positive reinforcement, but now he can't wait for dinner time. He even tries to sneak a bit of food from Cinder's bowl too. Then there's manners. Sprocket is a very cheeky little boy and an intelligent little dog. This has made some basic manners training fairly easy so far, but he certainly has a personality. So far, training has included teaching him the boundaries of play. So, for example, a puppy-like squeal and halting playtime whenever he bites or gets too rough. That's called bite inhibition. Teaching him to sit and the early stages of teaching eye contact and attentiveness. This has been done with a mix of treats and a dog training clicker. And so our next steps. Sprocket has just received his latest vaccination, which means soon we'll be able to start taking him for walks, socialising him with other dogs, and starting formal training classes. I'm really looking forward to learning these skills and helping Sprocket to become a healthy, happy, and well-trained puppy. He's got a wonderful personality and has fitted into our household so well, and I'm particularly looking forward to taking him on his first trip to the beach and learning some cool tricks.
Thanks so much to JB for producing those terrific Sprocket pup dates all throughout the year, and it's been absolutely wonderful to hear Sprocket grow before our ears. So what do Sex in the City and de-sexing cats have in common? Well, curious? Stick around. It is the Pets Allowed Boxing Day flashback special, and we've got another package.
That's right. De-Sex in the City was our discounted cat de-sexing marathon at the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic, and it saw cats come from near and far to de-sex their much-loved cats.
Now, over two separate events, our vet clinic staff and Homes volunteers helped to de-sex over 80 cats at a discounted rate of only $45. We caught up with a few people at the second De-Sex in the City to meet their cats and get their thoughts on the event.
Hi, I'm Tiana, and that's my cat Yoda. And how did you prep him up for De-Sex in the City tonight? Did you have a bit of a chat?
He was
actually hiding in the cupboard. It took us about 20 minutes to find him. Oh, he knew straight up. We told him, we've been saying you're gonna get shocked.
But on a serious note, though, why did you decide to de-sex the city?
That's only good pet ownership at the end of the day. There are so many stray cats at where I live, because I'm from Melbourne, and I've got so many male cats that are spraying on the fences and stuff. I don't want him to be one of them.
Okay, Dora, you're sitting here very patiently waiting for three patients inside.
That's right.
Can you tell me who you're waiting for?
Okay, we've got two sisters, Angel and Cleopatra. They're 2 years old. And we've got Princess, which is one of the daughters, and she's 8 months. So.
Oh, they sound like they're spoiled with those names.
Yeah.
Tell me, what was the main motivation for coming here today?
Basically because we're having kittens each time, and the kids want to keep each kitten every time. So, and because they're all female, so we need to get them de-sexed. The kids get attached, and so do I, to tell you the truth. We've actually kept one male this time from this litter. So, it's getting pretty hard to maintain.
So from now on, it's enough of the kittens.
That's
you
right.
Enjoy the cats.
Well, that's right, and it's not good for them too, because we've got males left, right and centre that's actually leaving their marks outside the front door, which is quite horrible for myself. It's not good for them each time. Yeah, and a lot of fighting as well. The poor cats have gone into a few claw marks here and there. So, it's not good for them.
Well, you're off on a very good foot.
Yeah, that's
once
right.
you walk out the clinic today.
That's
Thank
right.
you so much for coming and participating in De-Sex in the City.
Oh, that's good. It's helped me financially, Doom. Thanks for this program, really.
Pets Allowed. Get social. See joy.org.au/petsallowed to follow us and chat all week long.
You are indeed on Joy 94.9, where we're doing a Boxing Day flashback special here on Pets Allowed. And we just heard a package from our second De-Sex in the City initiative. And it was such a terrific night, Alan, wasn't it?
It was. It was really good. Everyone worked well together. And, all the people who brought their cats in were really, really appreciative that
they were
doing it. And they came all from all over. They came on public transport with their cats and carriers from, all over Melbourne.
Yeah, it was so good to be able to feel like, you're making a difference to the lives of many people, including their cats, who really need it.
Yeah, all those people, they came in, they really couldn't afford to pay normal vet fees, and they'd all, had experience of having had litters of kittens before and having to rehome them or having to keep them, and, they just were really, really appreciative that they weren't going to have to do that anymore.
Like that mother that we just heard from who travelled, via public transport for hours actually to get to the shelter. And she was just incredibly appreciative. Three cats, I mean, that adds up to quite a lot.
That's quite a lot of money. It's probably maybe almost $500 if you were paying full vet fees. So they, it was a good community initiative.
So the fast facts with De-Sex in the City, it has de-sexed a total of 140 male and female cats to date and microchipped those that weren't previously identified with a chip, so that was also offered to people for free. And most cats that were de-sexed were aged under 3 years and under. So, we know that cats breed at quite a young age as well. That's really crucial.
Yeah.
And most cats became pets via a family member, friend or neighbour. So there were a couple of things that we found out. Alan, why do you think the campaign was so important, apart from the fact of helping people?
Just because it really, it brings to people's mind that they do need to de-sex their cats. cats and they do need to do it early. And, you know, not everyone can afford normal vet fees, so we were really happy to help in that way.
Well, if you're interested in the next D6 in the city, keep listening to Pets Aloud and check our website out regularly, dogshome.com. We're all feeling like winners at the moment in the studio here on Joy 94.9. This is indeed Pets Aloud, and we are taking some flashbacks with the lovely Dr. Alan Bolton and Heath helping us out panelling today here on Joy 94.9.
Earlier this year, the Lost Dogs Home and Planet K9 teamed up to create a finishing school for those dogs who need an extra bit of guidance before heading into the adoption pens. Each week, the dogs receive special training from Planet K9 trainers and volunteers, mainly the Lost Dogs Home staff, and there have been over 100 dogs gone through the program so far.
It's a terrific program that aims to teach dogs good behaviour that are useful both in the shelter and when they go off into their new homes, involving many people from all sorts of the shelter, roles in the shelter to engage in gentle, consistent training methods. It not only provides great training for the dogs, but for the human helpers as well. I've done a few sessions and I've learned quite a bit about dog training. And number one is patience.
Yes, it certainly is.
Now, Kev caught up with a dog behaviour specialist at the Lost Dogs Home and Planet Canine, Nicole Beasley, to learn more about the program.
I'm here with trainer Nicole Beasley from Planet Canine, and we're up to week 5 of the finishing school program, but I was away for when this program started. How does finishing school work?
Okay, you'll love this program. I love this program. The finishing school program enables dogs and people to be trained at the same time. So it's an intensive 4-day program in which 5 dogs are trained and prepared for adoption, but they're trained by many people. So we can have up to 40 people involved over that period training the dogs. And they're volunteers, they're Lost Dogs Home staff, they're Planet Canine trainers who take part. On a Saturday morning, Nola Pollard and I, we meet the dogs, and we have 5 dogs each week. So we have a look at what their needs will be and sort out a program of training for each of the dogs. We have volunteers come in, and these are people who are really passionate about dog training. Some of them are dog trainers, and they put the dogs into group class situations straight away. So they have about 3 hours of training in the morning. Then in the afternoon, we have another group of volunteers that come in and work with the dogs, and we repeat that on Sunday. Then on Monday, everyone on the campus of the North Melbourne Lost Dogs Home is invited to participate in the program. We run classes in the morning, and they're attended by animal attendants, vet clinic staff, people in your communications team. Everybody comes and has the chance to work with the dogs. They also receive training in the afternoon and of a night time. Basically, we have lots of people doing the same thing, using the same consistent, kind approach with the dogs. And this is so much more beneficial than just having one person train the dogs. For instance, if I trained a dog, prepared this dog for adoption, the dog could look like, you know, the best dog in the world, but then you hand it over to someone else and the dog's likely to receive inconsistency and kind of revert back to its original behaviour. So this way, the dogs are learning, we're all on the same team, we're all giving you the same messages, we all want the best for you.
And it sounds like you've got a varying mix of people who are well versed in training, as well as some that are learning for the first time
And the good thing is, even the most experienced trainers can learn something, because shelter dogs bring so much to the table. You know, there's so many different types of behaviour that we're working with, so even if you're the most experienced trainer in the world, you can still learn something from these dogs. And then, of course, the people that come just with a clean slate that know nothing, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity for them to learn really, really quickly.
What are some of the problem behaviours that you are seeing come through?
We tend to get dogs that are, you know, around 2 years of age that have never had any training at all. They have, you know, bad habits. They're maybe barking and lunging at other dogs, pulling on the lead, rough with their bodies. Really, it's not their fault. They just haven't ever had anybody clearly explain, you know, how they would like them to act. And then after a period of time, people, you know, become distressed by the dogs and surrender them to the shelter. So rather than just readopt them out, it's a great opportunity to fix up some of these behaviours and then send them on to a new home.
Can you tell us about some of your success stories? We've talked about on the program, we've had Coco, Gizmo and Cooper. How are they going now?
Yeah, Coco was fun, wasn't she? She was a chocolate Labrador who really had just been used as a breeding dog. And it was such a shame because she was a highly intelligent dog, but a really anxious dog too. So Coco really had spent most of her life in this highly excited, agitated state, not really being able to understand a different way to be. She really benefited from having lots of people work with her and just really encourage her to just calm down a little bit. And once she calmed down, then she was able to learn things like how to greet dogs politely rather than just barking in their face, how to get attention from people by sitting nicely rather than jumping all over them.
And a big part of the Finishing School program is video. We are doing a video each week.
Yes, yes.
Which you can see on our Facebook page or on our YouTube channel as well. Are you finding that really beneficial as well?
It's been fun for me because I've had the chance to learn how to make videos too, which has been good. But yeah, I think it's a good way to kind of involve even more people in the training. You know, you don't need to physically be here to be involved. You can join in by watching in the progress of the dogs each week.
And it's something that you can then apply if you are seeing those behaviours in
yes,
your own dog.
Yes, because they're really common behaviours that we're working with.
Thank you so much for joining us on Pets Allowed today, Nicole.
Thanks, Kev.
That there was Kev, our anchorman, having a chat to dog behaviour specialist Nicole Beasley from the Lost Dogs Home and Planet Canine. If you would like to check out those videos that they just mentioned there, jump onto dogshome.com or onto our Facebook page.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
Now, our pets are with us during the good times and sometimes the bad and have a knack for knowing the precise moment we need company, comfort or just a good old laugh.
On a regular basis at the Lost Dogs Home, we hear from adopters about how their pets have turned their lives around and how they, in turn, have helped their pets. Earlier this year, Debbie adopted her second cat, Gracie, from the Lost Dogs Home. Debbie wrote to us in March this year to say that since having a major operation that requires plenty of rest, Gracie has not left her side.
I brought my daughter in with me and there were quite a few people there and we were wandering around the cages. And when one of the volunteers came in, we asked if we could have a look at Gracie. And she immediately came out to say hello, which, tempted us greatly. And we thought a cat that's sort of forward enough to come out straight away is going to settle more easily in the house.
And you were pretty keen on looking for an adult cat.
Oh, absolutely. My last two or three cats have been mature cats that I've adopted. I've got one at the moment, as well as Gracie, that I got 5 years ago from the Lost Dogs Home. She's 9 now, so she was 4 when I got her. Mm-hmm. And the previous cat I'd taken from people who were going overseas and couldn't take the cat, and he was 5 or 6 at the time. And I just find that adult cats settle and are more grateful, and I couldn't cope with a kitten's antics, so to speak. I didn't feel I could cope with it.
They can keep you quite occupied, definitely.
They're very cute, gorgeous, and a kitten will steal your heart away. But I thought that, you know, I'd give a mature cat a home because it's easier for me. I was looking for a cat that would be quiet because I was having surgery in a few weeks, and I just didn't feel able to look after a kitten.
Now, Debbie, you've had quite a big year so far.
Yeah.
How has Gracie helped you along the way? What sort of a role has Gracie played?
Oh, she's been wonderful because she's actually bonded very closely. And I had back surgery at the beginning of February, and it's left me quite immobile. I'm very limited in what I can do. I've got to build things up carefully because I've had some metal put in my spine. And so pretty sort of major surgery, and I've got to take it easy. And she's just been there. She's laying on the bed with me while I've sort of sat and watched TV all day because I can't do anything else. And she's just been there.
Her constant companionship and purring has kept you company, it seems.
Absolutely. That's what I was looking for, was a cat that would provide companionship. Gracie's been very happy to curl up on the bed with me, and she actually sleeps sleeps with me at night, and it's companionship that she's given me whilst I'm recovering from this surgery. It's been wonderful.
All throughout the program on Pets Aloud today, we're looking at how animals inspire a change in us, how they also bond with us so much and give so much back to us in return. What would you say, given your experience with Gracie this year?
I'm always honoured that a cat, a dog, chooses to give me their trust and stay with me, because they come from the wild originally. Cats particularly are quite good at surviving in the wild. It's not what we want for them. But I feel honoured that they will come and curl up on my knee, that they'll purr, just that they'll stay with you and trust you and give you their friendship and companionship.
How long do you expect the recovery of this operation to be?
A year to 18 months. It's a long-term solution to a long-term problem, but it does take a lot of recovery, because having a bone graft and pieces of metal screwed into your spine isn't a short-term solution.
And so with Gracie by your side, do you think it will be a better journey?
I think so. She's made it a lot easier for me, because she's just curled up beside me. It's great having her just there.
Well, we wish you all the best in health.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for adopting Gracie.
Oh, no, I feel honoured. She's a beautiful cat. I think the Lost Dogs Home do a wonderful job. And I'm just happy that I've been able to give her a home and that she's staying with us.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And please do keep us posted.
I will do. And thank you very much for talking to me.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Pets Aloud. Get social. See joy.org.au/petsaloud to follow us and chat all week long.
It is that time of the show that we like to do a segment called Dog Dates. However, this week it's dominated by cats. Now, currently at our shelters, we have two very, very terrific cat adoption promotions, one being Money Can't Buy You Love. That's a fee waive adoption drive for cats 3 years and over. It starts today, so it started and just finished off about half an hour ago at our North Melbourne shelter, but will continue until December 31 at our North Melbourne shelter and our Echuca shelter as well. Another one that we've got going at the moment is our Chill Out With a Cool Cat, which is half price cat adoptions for cats aged 6 months to 3 years. That also kicked off earlier this month and will continue until December 31 at our North Melbourne and Camp Aspie shelters. I will give you the address now. North Melbourne, 2 Gracie Street, our North Melbourne shelter at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne, and 520 Mackenzie Road in Echuca for our Echuca shelter. If you do need any more details, just jump onto our website, dogshome.com. Alan, it's going to be a lovely weekend this weekend, weather-wise. Have you got anything planned?
I'm working Saturday, and I don't know what's happening Sunday, but I'm sure we'll find something to do.
Well, I think it's going to be about 27 degrees, is that right, on a Sunday? So, yes. Now, look at me. Like, I'm looking far ahead at the screen. Help me out here. Is it 28 or 27 degrees on Sunday? 28. Terrific.
Lovely.
So do plan something fun for you, yourself and your pets this weekend.
That's right. You can always come down to North Melbourne and see our pet of the week, who was Pinkie Pie, our 3-year-old domestic long hair cat.
That's right. And Pinkie Pie is also in our fee waive adoption drive. So basically she'll be yours without any fee. So do check that out. It has been an absolute pleasure keeping you company for the next for the last hour on Pets Aloud, Alan.
Lovely. That's great. have we got a show next week?
We do. Yeah. Next week, coming up on Pets Aloud, we are looking at the news of, basically it'll be off the back of New Year's. So generally it's our busiest time at the shelter. We'll have lots of dogs coming through and
lots of cats for adoption as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much to Heath for panelling and helping us out with the text messages throughout the program today. Enjoy your lovely weekend.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.